One, two, three. Hey, everybody. Welcome to J2K Podcast from the future. Ooh. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And unfortunately, Kareen can't be here tonight. We miss you, Kareen, and we love you very much. So, I'm wearing my futuristic shades for whatever reason. It's Memorial Day, and it is our 40th episode.
Oh, my goodness. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop. From the future of television.
Big 4-0, baby.
Oh, my gosh. So, right before we started, Justin started with a story that I think we should get into again. So, he's like, hey, I had this Japanese lantern, like, and I was like, oh, those are illegal.
So a friend gave me this, a paper lantern, like the Japanese lanterns, like they lit off in Karate Kid 2, you know, the like prayer lanterns.
Yep.
So we got a huge one, and it was, you know what? I'm not going to say the color for legal purposes.
Good idea.
And so, more than one person lets that off on a holiday.
And, hey, it's for America. Are you unpatriotic?
America.
Police officer, are you unpatriotic? So anyway, it said, light the fuel. It all this like paper lantern said was to light the fuel on fire and then hold the bag up right for 90 seconds and it would take off. And I'm like, well, apparently I don't have to put my own fuel on it. It's already got its own fuel. And so when I open it up, I lit the little pad on fire, and sure enough, it started cooking. I mean, like, cooking on fire. So I quickly turn the lantern upside down, and I hold it for the recommended 90 seconds, and I let it fill up full of hot air, and I'm like, you know, it's starting to take off a little. And I let go. And we live on a hill. A hill. I live on, my apartment's name has Ridge in it. I live on a hill.
Well, you're giving the cops way too much information.
Yeah.
I mean, I live in a manor.
In Minnesota.
So I finally let go of it. And as it's sailing through the air, we're looking at it like, that, or I am, because I'm the adult. I'm like, that's a lot more fire than I intended. The entire thing was almost engulfed in flames. And I'm like, boys, quick, to the car. So I run in and I get my keys and they're already in the car by the time I get out there. And we drive up the hill, like around the embankment and up the hill. It took us a while to get up there, and we couldn't see it. Couldn't see it in the sky, and couldn't see it, but we heard something.
Oh, no.
In the distance.
What,
in the distance.
Fire truck?
It almost sounded like a fire truck until it got closer, and then you know what it was?
Cop car.
Ice cream truck. Instead of continuing to look for it, I'm like, blasting my horn, like trying to get this ice cream truck to turn around.
Hey, do you guys want some ice cream with your fire?
Well, it definitely quenched my thirst, I'll tell you that much. It put out the fire in my belly. So we got a fudgesicle, a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich, and I don't know if you've heard of this magicianry or not. We got a, you know, bomb pops?
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Yeah, everyone does. Who doesn't love a bomb pop?
We have bomb pops this in the one? Freezer right
we
now.
We got some in the freezer right now.
Are you kidding me?
No. Friendly. Yeah.
I'm going to come eat your COVID-19 bomb pops. So
they're COVID-free until I touch them.
Javi looked at that sign, my son, Javi. Javi looked at the side of that ice cream truck forever.
Trying to figure it out. And, it's a lot to choose
and
from.
And finally, it was like, as soon as he saw it, he was like, that one. It was a watermelon-flavored bomb pop, and it has seeds inside of the Bomb Pop that are little chocolate candies.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Bonus. Sheesh.
He chose well.
Anyway, if anything got lit on fire, it was our craving for ice cream.
Well, that you know of.
that I know of. You know, we tomorrow, might have lit a house on fire.
Tomorrow you're going to be going through your Facebook feed and you'll be like, fire, blah, blah, blah.
Fire in South Minnesota.
Hey, my window's open. We can hear the fire trucks. So give it 20 minutes.
All good.
Those are cool. I've used them before. We couldn't get... One time we couldn't get it to take lift. Wouldn't go.
When they... The year they became illegal on the New Year's Eve prior to the illegality of it, I was at a New Year's Eve party and we released them into the air, and then it was the next day it was illegal. So that was my only experience with them.
The only thing I can do is play dumb at this point. And I do that quite regularly.
Well, and the other piece of my story is that it was New Year's Eve and it was like on the borderline of like freezing. Like it was wet, cold. Like,
right.
Perfect weather to start a fire.
It's not fire season.
Yeah, it wasn't like end of spring, burn your neighbor's house down.
Well, they're not illegal in every state, I don't think. Just in Oregon, right?
No, it's the world. Are you kidding?
No, I don't think. Because we had them in New York and they were legal there, I think.
That's why they won't let me go in local bars anymore. Because I kept setting people's panties on fire. And they were like, you're banned from bars. They had to call the fire truck on me 3 times, and now banned.
Yeah.
Completely banned.
The first 2 times you were good, 3rd time banned.
I'm going to do a quick impression. You know why they're illegal, right?
Why is that?
Because they're from China.
Oh, jeez.
Chinese lanterns. China.
Because they're from China.
Why don't you ask China?
Justin's got the mouth better.
Yeah.
China.
I keep your mouth more wide.
You need to record that and send it to our man Burke for that that little thing we're doing on the side. It'll be perfect. Did you read this grip thing? There's a whole thing for you.
His lips are like, you ever play that game where you put that plastic thing in your mouth and you have to say the words and people have to guess what you're saying.
Exactly,
and spit is just falling out of your mouth.
Well, yeah, but when Justin played it, it wasn't like an actual board game. It was a game, though.
It was like a game. Yeah. from his secret box in his bedroom.
That's right.
Episode 20.
Literally have one of those. And also,
talked about it already on the podcast.
It was Christy's podcast.
And then, dare I say, butthole.
Shout out to Christy and Royce. It was the podcast Christy and Royce were having. We talked about your secret box. Anyways, but that's what your mouth looked like. You look like you were wearing it.
Yeah, I've never played that.
Oh, I played it one time. It was horribly...
The COVID-19, or as I like to call it, the China disease, the China virus. Yeah,
I don't know. Why don't you ask China?
He says it like a feminine body part.
Well, and he's repulsed by it. Why don't you ask for China?
Vagina. It's like vajayjay.
China.
China. Jesus. This is classic J2K right now.
We're in the toilet.
Classic J2K.
So we watched Back to the Future. My children saw it for the first time ever the other night.
Did they love it? That movie.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, my favorite part's coming up. But it was way earlier than the part actually happened. It was like when they first got to the dance, and it took that whole time before the dance was over before he said, "This is your cousin, Marvin Berry." He's like talking to his cousin Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, yeah.
"What's that new sound you're looking for?" So my, for the next 20 minutes after, I was like, my favorite part's coming up. my son was like, is this it? Is it coming now? Is this it? Is this the part?
Your littlest one?
No.
Oh, my oldest. Okay.
The 11-year-old.
You know what my favorite part is? I have a headache.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it is.
How many?
What's 21,000 gigawatts! I love that part. I say it all the time. I don't even know what part it is in the movie. It's when he's talking to Doc about how much power he
needs. Yeah, it's so,
to, like,
okay,
the...
so he goes back to the future, and he's already out of fuel, because they left all the fuel in the future. And he finally tells Doc how much power that the thing he has designed.
The flux capacitor.
His flux capacitor. He was like, we need, is it 1,200 gigawatts?
I thought it was 21,000. I gotta Google it.
Or 21,000 gigawatts.
Yeah.
Great, Scott!
We gotta get back to the future, Marty.
Oh, that was a good one. Really good Doc impression. And your hair is looking a little Doc right now.
So my other favorite scene in that movie is where he's it's at the end of the movie and he's about to go back to the future, and he's in the car before it like hits the clock tower when the lightning strikes. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, dude, that came out in, like, 1983.
So he's in the car, and he's doing all the checks, and he's like, okay, clock ticking, flux capacitor.
Fluxing.
He doesn't know. That's one of my favorite lines ever.
That's a good movie. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Flux capacitor fluxing.
As they're prone to do.
They do. They flux a lot.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
I love that you're having your kids watch like 80s movies. That's pretty cool. There's so many good ones out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of classics that
I know.
Kids need to see.
We quote Goonies so much.
Oh, yeah.
The kids quote Goonies a lot. Like, if they mispronounce something and I'm like, actually, you said it wrong, this is how it's pronounced. They're like, that's what I said. I said a booby trap.
That's what I
like
said.
Just little bitty quotes from the Goonies.
Have you seen the Goonies?
Yeah, mostly.
Data, slick shoes.
Mostly? Yeah. Dude, watch the Goonies again.
We need to watch it again.
I'm not really interested.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
I know what that does to people, but I'm sorry.
Being from Oregon, you have to, like, watch it.
I don't have to do anything.
It takes place in Cannon Beach. No. Astoria.
Also, second favorite line from the Goonies is when they drop the statue and it breaks the dick off the statue.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, that's my mom's most favorite piece. And the other kid goes, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
I did see that part.
That's mouth that says that.
Hey,
right?
And maybe, mouth. Maybe if I say I don't like the Goonies, people will actually email us.
Are you trying to stir up a
like they'll be outraged?
I like it.
Jeff didn't like the Goonies? Fucking email them.
You know what, J2K listeners? Email Jeff and tell him how much you're upset about him not liking the Goonies.
That's right. Hated it.
I'm pretty sure we need to take a J2K podcast, and I'm talking post-COVID-19, we need to take a J2K podcast trip to Astoria.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, J2K puts the ass in Astoria.
Hell yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We had a 2019 parking pass even, but it expired. Damn
and
it.
We put the hole in Holiday Inn as well.
Yeah, we do.
You guys.
You guys. Oh.
You know what I love, Justin, when you're telling a story and, like, you're super excited and you laugh before you keep, like...
You crack yourself up.
You, like, yeah. You'll start, like, telling the story and then you're like, it's so good, like, before you spit it out. It's super funny. I think we all kind of do that, but you do it awesome.
Oh, blushing. Yeah. So, hey, man, speaking of post-COVID... Not to be confused with post-coital. which is what the first podcast was. Whoa. Post-COVID, today I spent a good amount of the day working on my boat. Power washing it out, replacing some stainless steel screws, getting the seats in, getting the light fixed, ready to fish. And I know that you are interested in fishing with me when we're able to do it. So we'll just go right out here under the bridge at Wallace Park in Minnesota and fish. Catch some fish.
Okay.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
And you'll get salmon. Will you?
I don't mean this to sound perverted, but will you bait my hook for me?
I don't know. I think you're going to have to bait your own hook.
Are you scared of the worm?
No. I'll touch worms. It's been so long, I don't know if I know how to tie a lure.
Oh, no. I'll teach you how to tie a knot for sure. Yeah.
Pretty sure you put it through and then twist and then put it back through them.
It's a knot. The knot I use is the improved clinch knot, is what it's called. If you Google it,
you
go through the eye and then you wrap it around. Well, no, you wrap it around, you put it back through the hole, and then back through the loop you created again, lick it, slide it out.
I just got a boner.
Yeah.
fully erect.
Well, I can see the backs of your feet. You're like planking with your wiener.
Go like this.
It's a wiener plank. Oh, that's right. For you that are just listening, I'm looking at Justin planking on his boner right now in our Zoom meeting.
It looks like he's levitating.
Right. So today, though, like, I think I was the most productive that I've been through this whole quarantine. Like, in one day, I did more than I've done in 2 months.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. You painted.
Well, I know, but, like, I haven't finished downstairs yet. Like, I stretched it all out. I've been a lazy-ass bum getting paid to sit around and fuck off and listen to music and have a great time.
You know, I think, and excuse me for interrupting, but I think our society has kind of brainwashed us to think that we have to be contributing all the time. And if we're not, then we're just slobs, like lazy, like jerks. And that's not true. And I had to recognize that in myself, because I was constantly like, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? What do I need to be doing? And I felt like crap or like lazy if I didn't contribute somehow. And I had to realize, like, dude, we were made to, like, forage in the woods and hunt a little while and chill. Like, it's okay to just chill. And it took me a long time to do that. And the only thing that stopped me from doing that was severe anxiety and depression. And then I'm like, oh shit, I have to start doing stuff or I'm going to go crazy.
Well, I mean, there may be a piece of that in there for me, but I'm real clear about, like, fuck society. Like, I have been working on undoing society's fucking bullshit stranglehold that it puts on us from childhood. Right. But, like, there's stuff that, you know, I need to do around the house at the studio here. And I've, you know, like, I know when I'm being lazy and I know when I'm not. And I spent some time being lazy, motherfucker. For real. On purpose.
It's okay to do that, though.
Yeah, it's good for your mental.
I'm not saying it's not. Like, I'm not saying it's not. I'm not telling you because I'm bummed at myself. Yeah. I'm telling you because that's what fucking happened.
Good.
That's the truth.
Good. I'm just trying to get you to understand that, like, being lazy isn't as bad as we make it out to be sometimes. Like, it was okay for you to be lazy.
Well, I'm from the school, since I'm in recovery, is if it causes an issue in your life somehow, then that's a problem that you need to look at. So
I like that.
Me being lazy and it adversely affecting my life, that's something I need to look at. And those times have happened these last 2 months. And, like, today, though, like, I was so productive. It was like, whoa, such a juxtaposition of
of that, you know. But I mean, everything is as it is. I'm cool with what's going on. Like, the only thing I'm regretting is not making music more during this time.
Yeah. Me too, man.
Well, like, I could have a fucking EP right now. I've got Audacity on my fucking computer, and I got every fucking instrument I need besides a bez, a slab of the bells.
Hey, you put out Blowhole. Wait, what was it? Fog. What was the stupid ship one that was so funny?
Stupid?
Not stupid, but the sea captain.
Silly. It was really silly.
It was so good, though. What yeah. was it?
It was good.
I'm
the horn of a sea ship.
Yeah, super fun. We laughed like that was. We laughed so hard like you could had to stop and like breathe, and then you look at each other and you laugh again.
The best part though was like he would take all his energy and be like, "Boo!" All his breath power.
One of the greatest things about that particular video I posted on Facebook was me thinking about the people that are just like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, what an idiot. Like, that pleases me so much. The people that are just, like, confounded about why somebody would want to, like, do that. And for me, that's, like, the most purest, like, form of entertainment is to just, like, fucking laughing at myself and making something cool and funny.
Right.
Holy shit. Like, but thinking about people, like, looking at it, like, what the... Like, I imagine my dad, like, looking at that, he'd be like, that's fucking idiotic. Whatever. It's ridiculous. I mean, not thinking...
I loved it, man.
Not being an asshole, but awesome. He'd just be like, that's just...
I think my stepmom was like, that's been in my head all day.
Oh, yeah. She messaged on that thread. She's like, now that's going to be in my head all day. And I said, it's been in mine all week. I am the horn of the sea ship. When we come into port, we make this noise.
I think the funniest part about when he makes up songs like that, too, it's just totally out of the blue. He doesn't, like, sit there and, like, see, oh, how is this going to be? Let me think about it for a few minutes. Just completely out of nowhere. The most random...
That's where the best shit
like,
comes
from.
Like,
words come out of his mouth. I'm like, right. How did you even get that? I wonder what's all up in there all the time.
You know what I did do the other day that I want to do some more is I took the synthesizer, and it has like a patch and a loop sort of deal that you can on certain, I mean, there's hundreds of settings of different, like there's bass and there's guitar and there's keys. And then there's a whole nother settings of like pop and funk. And you put it, put it on one and then you get it to like, you'll play three notes, and it will, like, and it'll play it, and you can make it go fast or slow, and I'll drop it down to where it's, like, a, like, and then I get on the drums and play to it. Super fun.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's super fun.
There is a, there's a band called Wolfpack.
I think I've heard that.
I've played you, it's
oh, yeah, like yeah, yeah. They got the horn and they're they're live at like Madison Square Garden or something.
Yeah, so they're a jazz band. It sounds like a German person saying Wolfpack, and it sounds like the music that you would hear on the elevator to heaven. It sounds like heaven's elevator music.
I was attacked by Wolfpack.
Wolfpack.
Attacked.
So they had a song that came on my Spotify today called Smile Meditation.
I like that name.
Oh, it's so good. But they basically do the same thing. He's like, you know, the guy that taught me how to do this type of meditation. It's easier if you put headphones on. And I've worked on it with a synthesizer. And he does like a guided meditation, a guided smile meditation, where he tells you just to, you know, at one point just concentrate on your ass and open it up and fart a lot, and it's that's your happy center. And yeah, it's that came on my way to work, and it had me definitely smiling. And that it was my first time back to work, and
yeah,
I needed that.
Oh, did you work today?
Well, isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jeff and I work in a casino, And modern casinos are like, it's kind of like being inside of an arcade, but instead of just like 20 different arcade machines beeping and yelling at you and making machine gun noises, it's 2,000. I think actually at our casino, how many do we have, Jeff? 1,800 slot machines? 1,600? Over 1,000.
How do you imagine, not know?
Imagine over 1,000.
Maybe I do know, and I just don't want to say.
Oh, okay.
Imagine over 1,000, like you walk in a coin-op arcade in the 80s.
I'm sure you can, like, Google it, and it'll tell you. Like,
that loud noise of the arcade machines in the 80s, imagine that, but there's 1,000 of those machines.
Well, it's not just that. It's that noises of the games, the attract mode, and it's also the music playing overhead and all the people inside, the murmur, the chatter, the talk.
It's chaos.
And so it's right now you can hear the hum of the machines and nothing else. Oh,
there's nobody in the casino, again, because of COVID-19. The only security officers in the casino. And the games are not in a mode where they make any noise. None. No, like, more chilies. Like, no. there's no slot machine noise.
Buffalo!
The only thing you hear out of all those thousands, like 1,000 machines, all you hear is, like, the drumming hum of the fan inside the computer. Over the whole floor, it's spooky, it's creepy. I walked around the floor today, and it was like just eerie, man. It just unsettling.
Yeah,
I need people in that place, man.
We've been putting a lot of work in to make it so that people can play at a respectable distance.
Right. But yeah. Also creepy. It's going to be weird seeing actual human beings again that potentially have a
life-threatening disease.
Life-threatening virus.
Who don't have to wear a mask.
They don't have to
wear a mask. And my understanding is everybody has to wear a mask in order for it to work the best way.
Correct.
Or Bill Gates is trying to microchip us. I can't remember which one to believe. It's on a scale, you know? Well, and 5G, sorry.
Either way, it'll be a fun...
Maybe it's the China.
You goofball.
Either way, it'll be fun to see how this pans out.
I don't know, man.
Well, I was not joking, but talking to Jeff about how possibly you wouldn't even open. Because for a week now, we've had this lift for phase one.
Oh, it's going to open.
And we've been out and about all week, and I swear half the time Jeff and I are the only ones wearing masks in the various places we go to.
Right. So for... Yeah, the grocery store.
Yeah.
And that's what I told my kids when they asked how, like, because they're scared.
Yeah, they, of course they are.
They know the ramifications, and they know, you know, I've trained them on, like, how the virus spreads and how we need to protect ourselves. And when they heard I'm going back to work, you know, I think the only thing that calmed them down was telling them that, you know, it's safer than me going to the grocery store. Mm. Like when I go to the grocery store, like more than half the people don't have masks on. And I'm within 3 feet of them, like a close proximity. Mm-hmm. The precautions they're taking at the place where we work are, it feels like it's going to be safer than a grocery store at least.
Do they, have they put a shield up at your desk?
They're working on that.
Okay.
Yeah. They have that at the, where you book hotel reservations.
Mm-hmm.
They have those shields up, and we're working on getting one for my desk as well.
That's good.
Because we have people standing over us, talking down to us with no mask and spitty drooly mouths.
I don't feel as safe as you feel about it.
Yeah.
Because it's only one-sided.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 100% on board with the policy for us. It's great. You know?
For the employees.
Yep.
Yeah, they're really doing everything they can to protect the employees.
Yep.
And it kind of feels like... But
any COVID carrier could walk in there and be like, fuck all y'all, and just have COVID in there.
So the other casino in by the coast, aren't they requiring all guests to wear masks, or is that no longer?
Well, that's what I heard. I don't know for sure. And it's no smoking.
Yeah.
What I heard.
So, there are... A lot of the virus has become politicized, whether we wanted it to or not. And as I'm just going to go ahead and say where I stand, so we can get a kind of perspective. I am a left-leaning moderate. And if I hear a good argument, I can be convinced. I am not set in my ways. Like, you know, if you can convince me, like... I love to learn, but it feels like, and I'm not sure if this is 100%, but this is just what it feels like to me. There are a lot of people, that are conservative that either believe that, one, and I hate talking politics on this podcast and I don't do it often, but I think just here we are.
We don't talk about it very often.
Just hear me out. Like, yeah. I have a ton of friends that are conservative, and I'd be okay with them hearing what I'm about to say. I'm feel like I'm in the middle, but I lean a little bit left. But again, if you have a good argument, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to be convinced otherwise. But I feel like there are a lot of people that are conservative that believe either this is not an issue at all, that it's a complete hoax and it's made up. And that's a slim margin of the people of my friends that are conservative, or like most of my conservative friends, it is an issue and we need to take proper precautions. I can't proper precautions, but we need to open it up with those precautions. And almost all of my friends are like, yeah, I don't care about the mask or anything else. That's fine. And I, you know what? If you're going to make me wear a mask, I won't even bother going.
Wow.
And today I was on the phone quite a bit today, talking to people. Trying to talk to them about what it's going to look like when they come in, and they're like, "Oh, you're not requiring to wear a mask? Good, because there are some places that require to wear a mask. I'm not going to those places. If you're going to make me wear one, not even going. So, it'll be, and we've all seen, I have, and I think Jeff has too. Christine, I'm not sure if you have, but the shots of people in places like the Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, gosh, yes, saw that.
Where it's elbow to elbow in a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see in 2 weeks.
It's
going to take 2 weeks, and we'll see what that looks like.
I'm definitely on the stance of we need to reopen as a country, but be safe 100%. About it. Be safe. And it only works if everyone is on board, and that's the problem. Thing about the Missouri thing we saw was one salon, two people in the salon treated or did hair care for a series of days and infected, I don't know, 40 people.
107.
Is that what it was? Some crazy amount. Because they showed up to work sick. They knew they were sick. They didn't know they had COVID, but I mean,
I think just imagine everybody has an afro and one person has lice and they're running headfirst into everybody else.
Exactly.
Just like, hey,
get your lice off me.
I may or may not have lice. I might not be showing signs, but
I don't know. I'm very conflicted. So we'll see what happens. I'm just afraid that, you know, in a couple of weeks, it's just going to get worse. And we're going to be a more lockdown.
Jeff, you need to put that back on right now.
For those of you only listening, Jeff's got his throw on.
I'm about to tell you what I think. And so I guess I'm doing it with an Afro wig on. I think that if this virus that I believe is real, I believe science, if it has pointed out anything to me, is that I don't trust either fucking side. I don't fucking lean any goddamn way anymore. I'm dead center, fucking scared. And it's pointed out that all this is about money. Like, who can make the most money?
Right.
And we are the pawns that make that money for them.
Agreed. Yeah.
I'm laughing at your hair, not you.
Well, I don't know why I had to wear this while I said the most important thing I've said in my whole life.
Hey, every tragedy needs a comic relief.
Should rip off a fart while you're at it.
I don't have
relax
one.
Your butthole.
I don't have one in the chamber.
So, Jeff, I'm kind of in a, I kind of feel the same way you do, that we're putting the economy before lives with a lot of things that are going on right now, especially like.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Okay.
I'm talking about it's been this way for a long time.
That's what I heard, is that we're putting, that we care more about money than we do lives. Is that what you said?
I'm talking about the people, the upper crust, oil money, our leaders are right. All about making the almighty dollar off of our backs, climbed over the top of us, and we produce their money for them.
Right.
By doing what we do. I'm not talking about reopening the economy at the cost of people. Like, the people are already at cost and have been before this virus ever got here. Like, screw those guys. Kick a tree and 10 more will fall out and they'll sew our shoes up in
China.
Or wherever. Yeah. All it is about who can get the most. And they've made us all little, like, mimics of them trying to get the most. That's society to me, and it's all bullshit. It should be about love and connection.
Love is not going to buy me a new pair of Jordans.
It might if you love on the right person.
It might.
It's got a little deep for somebody who doesn't like to talk politics.
Well...
Did you say I have a little D for somebody that doesn't like politics?
I said this got a little deep.
Oh. Justin's got a little D for somebody that likes to talk politics.
You made me put on the Afro wig and it came out.
Wow.
Hey, bro. We all have an Afro somewhere after this pandemic.
Not me.
I know.
I snuck in.
I know.
Did you?
Yeah.
He did.
You got a wax? You got a sneaky wax? Boop, boop. You sneaky waxer.
Oh, the shaft!
He went and got waxed before I got a haircut and color. And I was like, you know, I'm never going to let you live that down now. I've had a haircut.
I've had a haircut in two months. Our viewers at home might not be able to tell, but I've been bicking my head. It's been pretty nice, boy. I'm not gonna lie.
But, was it scary?
What have you been doing?
Bicking.
Oh, bicking.
Completely shaving my... I've been shorning my head.
Is it scary? Are you afraid you're going to cut yourself?
No, not at all. Like, yeah. So I try and do the whole head properly, and then I do it once crossways.
Against the grain?
Yeah, against the grain.
Against the grain?
Towards or against the grain, it doesn't matter. I do it either way. And then I do it like all front to like front to back or back to front. And then I do it like across, like crossways.
Do you ever
just to make sure I got it all?
Do you ever like accidentally miss and nick off an eyebrow?
Or, nope.
Or the back of your skull?
Whatever you, yeah, whatever you did, you just shut it off.
So I thought about it. And when I'm shaving my temples, it would be really easy to like have a short sneeze and just like shook, take an eyebrow off.
Or the luckily, top of your earlobe.
Well, now apparently kids, girls or whatever nowadays, they're doing like a little line in their eyebrow. So
they did that when I was a kid.
My daughter has one.
Yeah, they look cool.
She shaved it.
So like yeah, that part? Cool.
Just like a line.
Oh, okay.
So, man, I remember the kid, there was a kid in school that had two in his left eyebrow. Left? No, his right eyebrow. Two, like, lines. And it looked so cool. I always wanted to do it, but hard pass.
So what does that mean? Is it just, does it have a meaning? Or is it?
No, it's just a style preference.
Okay.
I have the tracks in my hair. Remember the tracks?
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I had a bowl cut with tracks.
The only thing I got in my old age is I paid for a mullet before they were called mullets.
What were they called back then? A short long?
I just said, hey, can I want the length in the back, but can you shorten the top? It was when Eddie Vedder had them.
Yeah.
It was when Pearl Jam was alive.
Yeah. I was going to say when...
And I got it in Seattle.
I was going to say when Pearl Jam was good, but I don't know if they ever were.
I know, you don't like Pearl Jam.
I'm just joking. You know, I really... This is the thing for a lot of the bands that I dislike. I really respect them, and I know how good they are. Pearl Jam's amazing. And they're a trendsetter, and you know, they're like a root of grunge music. I love that about Pearl Jam, but there have been people in my life that listen to them and things in my life that made me dislike them. One was a teacher in high school that was obsessed with Pearl Jam. And you know how uncool it is to have a teacher that's like, we're going to have a writing assignment, listen to this Pearl Jam song, and do a writing assignment.
Oh, and he was just trying to connect to the kids.
Oh, for sure, yeah. But like, back then I listened to ska and punk rock. But to have a teacher listen to it, I'm like, just left a bad taste in my mouth.
I hate it when teachers do that.
Ruin music for you?
No, leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Sometimes they lose their jobs for it.
Yeah, they get fired for that. Oh, man. So, I have been completely obsessed with Pussifer.
Right.
Completely obsessed.
That is Maynard James Keenan's other band, right?
Well, yeah, it's him and some amazing bass player, guitar player, drummer.
But mostly Maynard James Keenan.
No, not mostly him. There's a girl that sings. She has a solo career that's amazing.
There's a song that kind of sounds like Samadhan's in it.
Yeah. It's a conglomeration of all these people, and it is fucking amazing. They have an EP that's going to be coming out and touring, and I have to go see them. And I have to... Like, I bought the first single they released called Apocalyptical.
Apocalyptical.
Which they wrote in August of last year. And when they went to do the video, it was like, this is perfect for COVID. The words match just like the first line is concrete conclusions be damned. They won't believe you until it's far too late. And so they did a whole like pandemic video for it. I recommend everyone search Pussifer Apocalyptical. And I will post it to our social medias. so people can watch it. It's a it's a super funny video. The
at the tail end, they run into
at the very end. Yeah,
toilet paper.
It has toilet paper tie-in.
Super funny.
Yeah, super good.
Awesome.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
And it sounds a little like Tool a little bit to me because of the voice.
Yeah.
I love his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys.
Yeah.
I love you. Happy 40th anniversary.
It's our 40th episode. And we made it 45 minutes. So,
how perfect.
We love you. Check us out on social medias. You can email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com. You can email us about how you're angry that I'm not really fond of the Goonies or watched it all the way through or give a fuck about it at all.
Apparently you've never seen it, because if you'd watched it, you would love that movie.
Well, no, I've watched parts of it.
Play the Bones!
That was a different movie.
No, it was the one with the dude and the Superman thing that's like mongoloid face eating a candy bar and the really mousy old Where's the Beef lady and the old car and the shooting.
She is
and
the Where's the Beef
they're
lady.
In the cave and there's like a pirate's treasure.
About
and
the
all
Where's
those,
the Beef?
Yeah.
Where's the Beef?
All that shit.
That's not the Goonies, though, because if you would have seen the Goonies, you would have loved it.
Because you would have felt like
not,
you were on an adventure.
That's not true.
You're trying to save your family.
It's not true for me.
Well.
So, email us
so
about that.
So, another Goonies story. My old coffee pot was named Chester Coffee Pot.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know what that means.
Chester Copper. What was it? Chester Copper.
I think it was Chester Copper Pot.
Pot Copper
he was
Pot.
He was the first explorer that was trying to find all the hidden treasure.
Oh,
in the
okay.
Keys. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Chester Coffee Pot. That's cute.
So, you can also email us that if we pissed you off about COVID. If we made you happy about COVID, if we fucking stirred your pot about politics, or you like it or you don't, like, feel free to email us. Or you can do the same thing you've always done and not email us. That's cool, too.
We understand.
And I think the thing that I was trying to get across when I was talking about politics is, even if you have a different political outlook than I do, I still fucking love you.
That's true.
Because you don't let politics decide who your friends are.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have a say in that matter. Sometimes people choose.
Yeah.
People choose. Sometimes people choose.
And sometimes they don't choose you, okay? They unchoose you. Okay? Maybe it's Italian. Maybe it's from vagina.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe. I don't know. Hold on, I'm trying to dial this in. Okay, happy 40th, everybody. J2K. J2K. I can sing about my balls if I want to. I stand a wipe, don't you think that's interesting? J2K. J2K. Mr. Rogers makes me cry like a little bitch. Don't forget hashtag totes dope AF. J2K. J2K. Hey everybody, don't forget you can email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to talk about.
And also, don't forget to use hashtag TotesDopeAF on Twitter, Instagram, and MyFace.
All those places. Good night, Christine.
Good night.